This morning we're going to take a look at the scriptures on why we should be thankful. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you that your word is anointed, that it's quick, it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Father, we thank you, Father, for teaching us today why we should be thankful. So, to start out, it's a direct command from God, which is related to God's will. And so we're going to take a look at Colossians 3, 15 to 17. And the scripture says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Whatever you do, let the peace of God rule in your heart. That is your deciding point. Is there peace from God about this decision? Is there peace from God about this situation? Let the peace of God rule. And why? Because we are all called into one body. And when we're walking in peace with one another, when there's unity, when there's harmony, God blesses that. He blesses you when there's peace. And so be thankful. Be thankful. And then verse 17 has been our key verse from the time we started the church. Whatever you do in word or deed, you do it all in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God. And so the peace of God is like a state of tranquility and unity with God. And it can be experienced even in the midst of all the trouble and the trial and the turmoil that you're going through. When you're united with God, there is a peace that passes understanding. It's a gift from God that transcends all of our circumstances and is described in the Bible as, this is the description, a state of wholeness and completeness, a blessing and fulfillment, a positive statement of blessing and a gift that surpasses natural understanding. And the indicators of God's peace in your life is a settled feeling. It's joy and being calm in your heart, even in the midst of trouble. So it says, let it rule. And that word in the Greek means to let it be an umpire. Let it call the shots. Let it be the deciding factor. It means to decide, to determine, to direct, to control, and to rule. So it's commanded that we are thankful. And what does it bring? The peace of God, the will of God into our life. Let's go to 3 Thessalonians 5:16 to the 19. It says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of Christ Jesus for you." Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And in everything give thanks. Those three things. You know, there are a lot of commandments in the New Testament. It goes on and says, "Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast to what is good. And abstain from every form of evil." And so when we come into the New Testament, there's over 1,000 commands in the New Testament. And in the Old Testament, there were 613 commandments specific. So there's actually more things that Jesus Christ has asked us to do in the New Testament. And he can do that because it is him in us that helps us do what we are supposed to do, because we cannot do it in our own strength. And that's what they found out under the law. They tried to keep the law, they couldn't keep the law, and they came under a curse. But Jesus Christ became a curse for us on the cross, and he destroyed that and brought in a new covenant. He didn't destroy the law, but the scripture says he fulfilled the law, he cut off the curse. And he became our sacrifice. And he became our righteousness. And he became our Savior. And so through him, we can have peace. He said, have peace. In this world, you're going to have trouble, but be a good cheer. Okay, cheer up. I really think God likes us to have a good heart attitude and be cheerful. Don't you? Cheer up. I overcame the world. And you know what? He called us overcomers. And so if Jesus Christ is in us, the hope of glory, we can do what he's asked us to do if we will just yield ourselves to him. Thank you, Jesus. Thankfulness is an expression of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And that's in Ephesians 5:18-20. It says, do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation, which means excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So once again, giving thanks always for all things. And what does all of this do for us when we're filled with the Spirit and we're thankful? It gives us an encouraging word for one another. You know, it'll give you a word in due season. And how precious that is to the person that needs that word. Amen? Needs a little bit of encouragement in the midst of everything they're going through. There's so much trial and trouble in our world today. And but God. Amen? But God. And, you know, I just, you know, sense that feeling. You know, there's some heaviness in this room today. And heaviness comes when there is so much oppression and depression going on and things on our mind. But when we begin to think about God, when we begin to thank the Lord, when we begin to lift up his name, all of those things just become, they just go. When we were singing about how great God is, I thought, wow, the problems I'm facing, they're nothing compared to how great God is. My situation is nothing compared to God. You know, it's for God. He loves us, and he does want the best for us. He wants the best for each person that's in this room. He wants to bless us. He wants to give us health. He wants to bring us through the difficulty we're going through. And that's his heart. Our God's heart is to bless his children. I think every father's heart is to bless their children. They want to see their children succeed. They want to see their children get further in life. And didn't Jesus say, greater works will you do? He wanted us to do greater things. He said, because I'm going to the Father, so I'm leaving you kids behind to do the work that needs to be done. Hallelujah. And you know what that work is? It's blessing people. It's sharing the gospel. It's encouraging them. And sometimes we just need to encourage one another. Amen? Isn't that why we come to church? To be encouraged? Yes. In the Passion Translation, Ephesians 5:20 says, always give thanks to the Father, to Father God, for every person he brings into your life in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So whatever that person is next to you this morning, would you tell them that you thank the Father for them? Always give thanks for every person. Even the difficult people, somebody say hallelujah. Even the people in the office, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Colossians 4:2 says, so we're going to talk about thankfulness is necessary to make other forms of intercessory prayer effective. Okay, so Colossians 4:2 says, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Vigilant. That sounds like you have to put an effort forth. Earnestly in prayer. We need to earnestly pray and be on top of it. Sometimes we get tired Or we're just like, you know, God will just take care of this. God has this. No, God's asking us to pray. He wants us to pray. He wants to hear your heart. He wants to hear from you. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. This is a familiar passage, but we're going to look at it. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So it says, be anxious. Do not be anxious about anything. And basically, if you reworded it, it says, take everything to the Lord in prayer. With a thankful heart, not complaining. Jesus, help us. And make your response known, or your requests known to God. Put it all in the hands of God, who is able and willing to deliver you. I want to say that again. Put it in the hands of God, who is able and willing to deliver you out of your situation. Deliver your children out of their situation. And the peace that comes by putting all of this in the hands of God, the one who is able and the one that is willing to deliver. You know, whenever we fully trust the Lord, there comes a peace that passes our understanding. It passes our intellect. There's a peace and a calm that comes over us. I'm so thankful to know the peace and the calm of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the midst of whatever we're going through, God is in the midst of our storm. And 1 Thessalonians 1, 2 through 3, it talks about their good example. And it says, we give thanks to God always for you, for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God our Father. Being thankful for everyone that is working within the kingdom of God. We're thankful. We need to mention one another in prayer and remember without ceasing the work and the faith and their labor of love, their patience and hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God our Father. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say thank you, Lord. Thankfulness is a key to release God's supernatural power. We need God's supernatural power. Amen. That far exceeds our power. We need God's supernatural power operating in our lives, in our situations. We need that divine intervention. Hallelujah. It says in John 6, 11 to 12, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise the fish as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain so that nothing is lost. And this is where Jesus was feeding the 5,000. He picked up those loaves, he took them up in his hand, and he blessed them and then began to break them. There's another passage in John I want to share. This talks about Lazarus, and he was talking to Lazarus' sister, and Jesus said to her, Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now, when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came out of the tomb, came to life. Imagine that. So the supernatural power, we see the supernatural power of God released from being thankful. We're being thankful to God because it is He who does the work. We're being thankful to Him because it is He who can multiply what we have and feed and take care of what we need. Gabe talked about it this morning. Our God is able. Somebody say He's able. All right, we've got a couple more verses here. Thankfulness sets the seal on blessings that we've already received. And this is the story of the lepers. In Luke 17, 15 to 19, it says, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?' And he said to him, 'Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well.'" And so this Samaritan, the Samaritans were a mixed race, and they were considered unclean. Besides being a leper, you were unclean, but the Jews were not supposed to associate with them at all. But the Lord was always so gracious to them and always reached out to them. And look at how this leper came back and thanked the Lord. And the Lord sealed that healing on him. And he said, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." And it has to make you wonder what happened. Because, you know, the other lepers were healed, it says. But it makes me wonder if this leper's toes and fingers that had been eaten off by the disease didn't come back. That he was restored to his wholeness. That his whole body was restored. Limbs grew out. By the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because this leper was so thankful. And he acknowledged God for his goodness to him and him healing him. And how important it is that we now acknowledge God and thank him for everything. In everything we give thanks. Taking that time to bless the food. Taking that time to thank God for our life. You know, I get up in the morning, it's like, thank you, Lord, for another day. He didn't have to wake me up in the morning. He didn't have to wake anybody up today. But he did. And here we are to thank him and to praise him in the house of the Lord. And then my last scripture is, let us be thankful for God's unshakable kingdom. From Hebrews 12, 28 to 29. It says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. So be thankful. Worship God with reverence and awe because his kingdom is unshakable. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God has not changed. Regardless if your circumstances change, God is still on his throne. God still loves us. God is still for us. God is still working on our behalf. Even when we can't see it, God is still on the move and God is still working for us. Somebody say amen. You can find yourself in the worst circumstances, but God, you know, with God on your side, you can do all things, anything with his help. Somebody say amen. I'm so thankful that God is a consuming fire. And why is he a consuming fire? Because he wants to burn out of our life the things that will harm us and hurt us. He is a consuming fire to burn those things up. He's a consuming fire. He puts that refiner's fire on us and he purifies us. Has anybody ever felt the refiner's fire? Hallelujah. Jesus. You know the Lord is working in your heart when he releases that refiner's fire to make you into what he wants you to be. And that's what it's for. God is making us into what he wants us to be. And so if the music team can come back up, praise team can come back up, and I can have just a little bit of music, I'm going to ask the people that are on prayer team today if they can come up. And we just want to take time to pray this morning for some people. We have a little extra time this morning, and it just feels like people are going through some really tough things right now. It feels like there's a heaviness on the people. Does anybody else notice that? Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we can come before you this morning for prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your prayer. Thank you, Lord, for the power of prayer. Thank you, God, that there's nothing too difficult for you. Come on over, Sylvia. If anyone has a prayer need, I think Cindy, you're on the team. You can come on down. Cindy and Cheryl, I believe, are on the team this morning. Thank you, Lord. If we can have people in the house to pray. And let's all stand. And as Jeff is singing our closing song, Jesus Messiah, if there's something you want prayer for this morning, I'm going to ask if you would come up here and let us pray for you. We want to pray for you. I believe Jesus is in the house. Jesus is in the house. He didn't give us this spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of love and power and a sound mind. So whatever your situation is this morning, if you would like prayer, Jeff's going to sing. I'm going to ask you just to come on up. Let's have prayer. And Pastor Leonard, you and I are on the prayer team, so come on up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Someone can come right here. We'll pray for you.